illusion for reality. We have turned our backs on error and confusion, and have set our faces towards the harmony of justice and truth. 2. To sin is to dream, and to love sin is to love darkness. The awakened do not prefer dreaming to intelligent action. They do not choose darkness rather than light. They who love darkness are involved in the darkness. They have not yet seen the light. He who has seen the light does not choose to walk in darkness. To see the truth is to love it, and in comparison, error has no beauty. The dreamer is now in pleasure, now in pain. This hour in confidence, the next in fear. He is without stability and has no abiding refuge. When the monsters of remorse and retribution pursue him, whither can he fly? There is no place of safety unless he awake. Let the dreamer struggle with his dream. Let him strive to realize the illusory nature of all self-seeking desire. And lo, he will open his spiritual eyes upon the world of light and truth. He will awake and will see all things in their right relations and true proportions. He will be happy, sane, and peaceful, seeing things as they are. Truth is the light of universe, the day of the mind. In it there is no error, no anguish, and no fear. He who has awakened into the light of day is no more burdened with the troubles of his dreams. They are remembered as dreams, only as illusions that are dispelled. The unawakened one knows neither waking nor dreaming. He is in confusion. He knows not himself. Neither knows he others, and his judgment is without knowledge. The awakened one knows both waking and dreaming. He is established in wisdom. Knowing himself, he knows others, and he judges with knowledge. He is the understander, the knower of hearts, and, walking in the light of truth, he knows that every dreamer will at last awake. 3. Truth awakens us out of the slumber of ignorance, out of the deep sleep of sin. It calls, and they who hear and awake become wise and blessed. Truth appears to men, and they see it not. It calls to them, and they hear not. It speaks to them through their actions. It cries aloud to them in their sufferings. It shines upon them in all their ways. But they hear not, neither do they see. For their ears are deaf in slumber, and their eyes are holden with sleep. Truth is manifest in the actions of the wise. Its light illumines their precepts. But the sleeper in error has no eyes for the manifest, and the light of truth, falling upon his sleeping lids, calls forth no visual response. Where there is no understanding, the repetition of precepts is vain. Right comprehension is needed. The sinless mind is the seeing mind. He who has right comprehension interprets the divine precepts by the light of his own spotless deeds. He does not repeat in error, but understands by the spirit of truth. And this is the spirit of truth: to be free from sin, to abide in good deeds, and to live in peace with all. They that do evil know not the truth. The truth is in them that do good. The deeds of truth shine like the stars at night, dispelling darkness. Truth reveals the everlasting good. It turns night to day and changes the appearance of all things, so that sin and sorrow are not, and evil is no more. 4. We are awake and see. And we know we are awake because we see good. And we know we are of the spirit of good, because our lusts have departed from us, and the bondage of hatred is broken. We are wedded to purity.